Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The highly acclaimed Common Core standards are becoming so unpopular that they may soon be politically untouchable. From Glenn Beck and activist parents to the Wall Street Journal and senior academics, critics are piling on and throwing Common Core into the trash bin. One of the latest critiques of Common Core math standards is by prize-winning math professor Marina Ratner at the University of California at Berkeley. It's refreshing to hear criticisms that are very specific and include examples of assignments that anybody can see are ridiculous. Professor Ratner was alerted to the stupidity of Common Core by looking at her sixth-grade grandson's homework assignment from Berkeley Middle School. Fractions are taught by having kids draw pictures and create fictional stories. A student who gives the correct answer right away and does not draw a picture or make up a story actually loses points. Ms. Ratner concluded that Common Core is making simple math concepts artificially intricate and complex, while the actual content that is taught is very primitive. The bottom line is that Common Core is inferior to the current California standards. The $15 billion spent nationally to develop and adopt Common Core standards has been a gigantic waste. Another deceit is the College Ready label that is so often placed on the new Common Core curriculums. Math experts say that Common Core standards do not prepare students for the colleges where most parents want to send their children. Scholars are calling the new Common Core history standards a stealthy plan to teach kids a left-wing curriculum. Scholar Stanley Kurtz says that Common Core's American history pitches out traditional emphasis on American founders and constitutional government in favor of a left-wing emphasis on race, gender, class, and ethnicity.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents and caring educators around the country are finally standing up to the Common Core nightmare. Got a beef with Common Core? Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. You can help other parents from around the country fight the good fight when you share your own voice at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that silently spreads. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Back to RBN and the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller, and this is Bear from Colorado sitting in. Hopefully John is getting his Christmas shopping done. And today we're going to be talking about, we've been talking about the separation of the names, the bond name in all uppercase, and the Christian name, which is would be your given name, not your family name. And why we're doing that. Before we get going any further, we do have a call from Sovereign Man. If he's still on the line, let's get him up here and see what he has to say.
Greetings. Salutations.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
What's going on?
It's been a while, yeah. The link...
Which link? Uh-oh. Did we lose somebody? Hopefully it's not me. Okay. All right, so if we can get him back, I know he helped through the break. So hopefully there are links. The document we're going to discuss is I have a federal court case that is just starting. And if you go to mannotperson.org and you look on the new stuff tab, you will see there's a media fire link there. And that link should be working. And you will see the actual document. It's the Fed case First Amendment complaint. So there's the link. That's what we want. So now that we've separated out these two entities, the Christian man, woman, or the person, which is a fictional entity. And if you notice, if you've ever read any code, rules, regulations, or policies, they're all for persons. Well, back in the 1700s, they changed the legal terminology of person to not include a living man or living woman. So now what they want to call you is a natural person. Well, a natural person is a natural corporation or natural individual who is acting as if they were a person. And I know this is a fact because I've done several papers on that way back when. And I was concerned about the term natural person. Well, natural person means you're acting as a person. You're not acting as a man and you're not acting as a woman or a boy or a girl. You're either an infant, a ward of the state, or a person. And that's really where it breaks down. So all of the rules, regulations, and policies, they don't mention man and woman. It goes to person. Now where it does go to man, you can look in Title VII under the Food and Drug Administration, they've now equated man and other animals. And you can look that up in Title VII. So really they're saying that a man isn't, for the purpose of the Food and Drug Administration, is no better than an animal. And that's how they treat you. Because then you are chattel property. Or, because you don't have an estate in legal parlance, you're a monster. And if you look in, I think that Ballantyne's Law Dictionary, under the word, monster, you'll see it's someone who does not have an estate. They cannot inherit. Okay? It gets back to, you have to make a decision on which master you serve. And, once you make the decision of which master you serve, now we have to align our consent. We have to align our will. We have to align our intent so that we are not double-minded. You cannot serve two masters. You can't take from in one hand and then bludgeon them with the other. So bite the hand that feeds you. So you have to make sure and be very clear about our intent. And I've written several documents on that, and you'll find those on mannotperson.org in the States United. And the reason I name that tab States United is because we are all united as states in fact. We're all individual. We're all ourselves. So therefore, if we come together in association, then we are states in fact. And that's a whole nother thing. Sovereign Man is back. Let's see what he has to say. Are you there?
Hey. Yeah. Actually, I was going through the quote, and next thing I know, I look over at the Skype, and the board up tells me I dropped. And ironically enough, the site that I was reading it off of, that link, did you get the link? Were you guys able to hear the link?
No. Which link?
Okay. It's the link to the Mandel House. It's, hold on. Let me grab it.
Oh, you've got that link? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all over the internet.
Yeah, yeah. It's a real easy link. It's if you go to usavs.info and then go / Edward Mandel House HTML.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, I got through the quote and I got knocked off. Would it be okay if I read it real quick?
Well, it's only a paragraph. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hang on. Let me move this out of the way. So very soon, every American will be required to register their biological property in a national system designed to keep track of the people, and that will operate under the ancient system of pledging. By such methodology, we can compel people to submit to our agenda, which will affect our security as a chargeback for our fiat paper currency. Every American will be forced to register or suffer being unable to work and earn a living. They will be our chattel, and we will hold the security interest over them forever. By operation of the law merchant under the scheme of secured transaction, Americans, by unknowingly or unwittingly delivering the bills of lading to us, will be rendered bankrupt and insolvent. Forever to remain economic slaves through taxation secured by their pledges. They will be stripped of their rights
and given a commercial value designed to make us a profit, and they will be none the wiser. For not one in a million could ever figure our plans. And if by accident one or two should figure it out, we will have in our arsenal plausible deniability. After all, this is the only logical way to fund government, by floating liens and debt to the registrants in the form of benefits and privileges. This will inevitably reap us huge profits beyond our wildest expectations and leave every American a contributor to this fraud, which we will call social insurance. Without realizing it, every American will insure us for any loss we may incur in this manner. Every American will unknowingly be our servant, however begrudgingly the people will become.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And this is Bear sitting in for John from Colorado. And I appreciate everybody hanging in there with me. And let's see, we had Sovereign Man reading the statement from Colonel House. I think we're just about done with that. Is there any more to add to that one?
Yeah, there's one sentence left. The people will become helpless and without any hope for their redemption. And okay. We will employ the high office of the president of our dummy corporation to foment this plot against America.
Okay. Now, that is an actual letter that was that House published, and then it was found out and put on basically every, it's part of history. I mean, I don't think anybody is saying that that, that letter was never written, do they?
Well, I think that it was actually in, it was in a museum and it was pulled. I think it's,
well, yeah, but I mean, it's part of history. I mean,
no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt. So, yeah. The thing is, have you ever read, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars?
Oh, absolutely.
So Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, if you guys will go on to that one, that has a, it has a lot of mathematics and it has a lot of things, but that's a technology methodology that they're using to implement House's scheme of pledging.
Yeah.
And this whole thing comes down to consent. Anything else, Sovereign Man, before you go?
No, that's it. But I just wanted to share, there's a book called Corporate Surety. You had a page 211 of that Corporate Surety book. I think we have a digital copy of it. I'll post it in Clint's chat room later. It actually has a form you fill out to actually list the description of the property, and you'll be very shocked to find out what exactly that information is. It's you.
Okay.
It's real interesting.
And that's a good segue into my next point. Hey, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bear. Appreciate you.
So the thing is, you know, this corporate suretyship and this bond name, you have a choice. And the word you is plural. It's not I. It's you. And you can mean many different things. So if you want to take on the moniker of being synonymous with this bond, with this pledge, go ahead and do it. I mean, at least you're doing it knowing. If you decide that you want to be part of the I Am, which is the Abba and Father above, then being part of that system is pledging yourself to a new master. And if you make Abba your master, there's a lot of benefits in. One of the benefits is also stated in the Lord's Prayer, is that give us day by day our daily bread. This is a contract. The Lord's Prayer is a contract between the kingdom of heaven and us to bring us out of evil. And if all we have to do is give ourselves over to our master, Abba, the Father, which art in heaven, and then we will get everything that we need. I've started putting this to the test, and it does work, but then again, it comes from the hearts of people that you touch. Not from their mind, from their hearts. If you can touch someone's heart, and you can show them that you are of like kind, then that's where we can gift to each other. All the documents that I put out, I gift them to you. Because there's no reason for you to have to go through 20-plus years to develop these documents. So I have an opportunity now, and John's been very good to give it to me. I'm going to go through just a little bit of this federal lawsuit, which you can find on mannotperson.org in the new step file tab. And then there's a link there. Okay, I'm just going to read you the opening statement of controversy. Lacking voluntary consent of the plaintiff to contract, defendants conspired under color of law, knowingly with willful intent to mislead, misrepresent plaintiff as a United States citizen person, resulting in the presumption of in persona jurisdiction for personal financial gain. Constituting human trafficking, involuntary servitude, which is slavery, against the Declaration of Independence, Constitution of the United States of America, in violation of international conventions, treaties, and federal public law. Okay, so that's the entire lawsuit. Then it's a case of misrepresentation for profit. So what has happened is, because there's these two entities, and if you look in the State United tab, and you look, go to the link for that, for all the documents, there's about 20 documents up there that show how I have removed consent to be that United States citizen person. Now, the United States citizen is under the 14th Amendment. We all know that. And under the 14th Amendment, you cannot question the debt. And that's in, I think, the fourth article of the 14th Amendment. So if you are set up as a debt person and as a citizen of the United States, and person is a corporation, co-partnership, trust, estate, those are all persons. And if you're set up as a person, and then you identify as being synonymous with that person, you are now pledging your surety. And I have removed that pledge. I've removed that pledge because I have a new master. And the new master was really the old master, but I was misled. And being misled, which means I'm being misrepresented as being that United States person, where I am now declaring that my master is the Father above, Abba, through his son, Jesus the Christ, using the Holy Spirit as my guide. And that's all throughout my document. This came about because I was listening to Clay Richardson on the Corporation Nation, which is here on RBN, and he had Dan from Christian Remedy and Law, and they were talking about how Jesus Christ paid the surety for the debt. And then in the Lord's Prayer, when I first read that, and I tell you, I don't think I've ever read the Lord's Prayer until about 4 months ago. When I first read the Lord's Prayer, it says right in there, forgive us our sin. And I knew from the research I've done in the words, sin is debt. So forgive us our debt, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. You cannot come out of this debt servitude system without relinquishing the debt. And that's why I think that if you try and come out and you try and hold on to this old debt system in your heart, then you will never actually be, you won't relinquish it. And this comes from top of mind. And let's see, where are we? The main thing is it's how we think of things. So the first thing to do is to find out which master do you want to serve. Because as a species, we serve somebody sooner or later. And if you're going to serve self, then you're going to be selfish. And then you have no redemption anywhere. And we know what the selfish do. They don't care about anybody, and they'll commit harm against their neighbor. And then most of the laws, the actual law, the principles of law, are stopping people from harming each other. And that's the basis of all law. So when we get back, we'll continue with some solutions, because I've got a couple of them. And thank you for joining Bear from Colorado on RBN, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living Essential Oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Welcome back to RBN. This is Bear from Colorado sitting in for John Stadmiller. And we're going into some solutions. Before we do, we have Patrick from Missouri. And thank you for holding on. And how's it going today?
I'm just fine, thank you. Hey, I just wanted to get this in because it was rather timely. I've been in the Patriot Movement for 58 years, active all that time, giving away tens of thousands of dollars, and I told John Stadmiller this here a couple of years ago. I wanted to pass it on to you guys because he didn't run with it. About 2 or 3 years ago, Alex Jones, which I was a big fan of, even helped him on the radio here in Kansas City for 3 hours a day when he never only had one show here. But nevertheless, a lot of things happened with Alex I don't like, and here's the thing that... About 2 or 3 years ago, Alex got on the air and he was boasting about his kin and his ancestors. And, because I guess he didn't know that some of us out here knew a little bit of something. And he mentioned that one of his ancestors, his kin, his relations, was Colonel Edward Mandel House.
Is that right?
Yeah, and of course, you know, he's the one, while working for the Rothschilds, he was with Bernard Baruch. The House and Baruch are the ones that set up the Federal Reserve for the Rothschilds and the Council on Foreign Relations.
Yeah.
And
I cannot do two things at once when it comes to this stuff, because I started out you know, 20 years ago, so I don't have as much into it as you do. But if you stop being angry about this stuff, it's hard to listen to guys like Alex Jones.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't, I guess I kind of get angry, but what it is, I am, I'm a stickler for principles and for truth. You know, I'm just like Jefferson when he said he fears not a single truth be told, you know, that exists, because the truth is the truth. It can stand on its own, and people should accept you for what you are, not what you pretend to be. So I wanted to get this out. You know, like, there's a few wake-up calls Alex needs, like saying that Saudi Arabia did 9-1-1. And
well, again, you know, and in fact, that's a good segue into my next point.
Okay,
what? Peter Patrick, thank you so much.
All right.
Okay, so, again, not to be double-minded. And that's a tall order. Because when you first get this information, first thing you want to do is go prophetize and tell everybody else. You know, I got mad at tech, and I'll tell you, it took me about 5 years. I had, if anybody wants to go and Google up John D. Nelson, what a fantastic guy, and he was my mentor, and he gave us more information than one guy can handle, and it took me about 5 years to get over the anger. And it, you know, I really hadn't gotten rid of it until not too long ago, when I figured out that you have to come to peace. You can't. Now, I'm not saying be defenseless. I'm not, you know, don't take being at peace mean to say that you give up those principles, because that's where the principles have to come into play. But this whole thing, if you look at our system of communication and our system of government and our system of the medical and the food and the air and the water, we're being inundated from all sides with basically fourth generation warfare. And it, just look at Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. That was just the beginning of it. But we're being attacked from all sides. Well, the thing is, if you try and do this by force or by belligerency, then you won't make any headway, because you're talking to the mind, you're not talking to the heart. And in reality, we're dealing with mind control. So I did some research today for my blog, and I haven't got that up because I was doing this show instead. But the blog I'm going to be putting up is called Consent, Will, and Intent. And the main thing is where is your consent? And once you have consent, and which means you have to have a change of mind. And if you're inundated with nothing but fear and anger and militarism and patriotism and entertainment and sports, then you're not thinking about the principle. Because you can't hold two things in your mind. Nobody can hold two things in their mind. You can do multitasking, but to try and hold in your mind the peace and love of the Father through Jesus Christ, and you hold that in your mind, you're not going to be thinking about fear. And you're not going to be thinking about, you know, going to war with all these different factions. And that's the most dangerous thing to this system. Because once you change your mind, you come out of mind control. And I did a little bit of research, and the mind control, that incorporates things like predictive programming and the hacking of the mind and the singularity and, you know, I mean, it just goes on and on. If you really want some, there's a guy named Alan Watt. Go look up Cutting Through the Matrix. You know, Alan Watt. What a great guy he is. And he has tons of stuff about mind control. What about Mark Pazio, who came out of the Church of Satan? And there's another example of coming out of mind control. But coming out of mind control is the first thing you have to do. And one day I went and looked up the word rapture. Because a lot of people talk about it. I started reading the New Testament. And I said, well, what is this rapture thing? And what it comes down to, it's a sudden change of mind. It's not this thing where you're transported off this planet. That thing is, it's just a sudden change of mind. You're changing your mind from one concept to another. And by doing that, now you can look at where is your consent going. And if you consent to join one people over another, okay, here's a quote. Only herein will the men consent unto us to dwell with them, to be one people. And that's Genesis 34:22. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Proverbs 1:10. It comes down to consent. Once you have consent and you know where to focus your consent because your mind is in harmony, the next thing is where is your intent? Okay, I will give unto thee and do thy seed after thee, and wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Genesis 17:8. For whoever shall do the will of God, the same as gives my brother and my sister and my mother. And that's Mark 3:35. So once you have your intent, your consent, sorry, then you have your intent, now you can institute the will. Okay? But it starts with the mind. And the mind is, you have to make a decision to whether or not you are a child, boy or girl, man or woman of Abba, the Father, or are you a person? And that's the rapture. That's the first change of mind. Okay? If you want to call in for the last few minutes, please do. Because basically, that's made my point. The mind control is the first thing. Now, back to the lawsuit. I changed my mind, and I declared my new master to be Abba. And what's happened is the state, the actors in the state who are only in commerce, everything is in commerce, and those actors in the state are wanting me to voluntarily consent to contract with them and to pledge to them. And I've removed that consent. Now, once I remove that consent, do they have a duty and are they in an honor, right, to change the record? Not to destroy the person that I don't own, but do they have a duty to change the records to reflect the new consent and the change of my master, that I am no longer a pledge or a surety to this person that has been drummed up and is owned by the United States Public Corporation? So in the first claim of relief, in this document, I have about 18 different documents that I refer to. And I've gone to the expense of even publishing them in the local paper of record, that I have removed consent. And that paper of record, I've had over 130 hits on that, on those documents that have been downloaded. So, you know, that's what you have to do. Give them notice. Tell them so you're not double-minded. And thank you for joining. This is Bear from Colorado, and RBN will be back on this.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru and the train and the full course dress. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages, cell phone.
Welcome back to RBN and the John Stadtmiller National Intel Report. This is Bear from Colorado sitting in for the last segment. And that that last bumper music tells the story. This is a technological slavery, and we can either consent or not consent. And just before I get Gary up on the phone, I wanted to finish that thought. This lawsuit that I'm filing, it can go, well, number one, it can be dismissed right off the bat, because what they'll do is the courts don't want to hear this. And, you know, I'm pretty sure they don't want to hear it. But it's a fairly unique question. Do I have the right to remove consent to contract with the United States Public Corporation? If I don't have the right to remove consent to contract, then I'm being forced into a contract that now is unconscionable, because you can't force someone into a contract. So therefore, it's then involuntary servitude, not voluntary, not pledged. And under involuntary servitude, which is slavery, it's abhorrent to all nations, and it's abhorrent to the Lieber Code and to all the documents that came afterwards, including the Hague and the Geneva Convention. And actually, it's also notwithstanding the United Nations, you know, that communist organization, even in their, under their declaration, they've admitted that slavery is not to be allowed. Under the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which comes out of the Freedom Report of 2008, which is the UN document, Article number 4 says, no one shall be held in slavery or servitude. Slavery and the slave trade shall be prohibited in all their forms. And that is right out of the United Nations document, Resolution 22-17-83 of the United Nations General Assembly, December 10th, 1948. Gary, what do you have to say for yourself?
Question I would like to make. I ran across an article, and anyone can get this very easily by Googling the term, the nut is cracked, comma, by judge, and just hit enter, and it's by Judge Wright, R-E-I-T-Z. Now, by using various combinations of punctuation, abbreviation, the ordering of the words or whatnot, actually, you can walk into a court and ask the judge which Gary Nelson or whatever name you want to use do you want to speak with. And this shows you they just used the name John Quincy Adams, but they're by using, I assume this comes out of Stiles' Manual, which is what governs the English language and law. There are 13 John Quincy Adams, and by speaking the term, you cannot come up with it. Now, the one we're interested in is all lowercase, and is John-Quincy colon Adams, all lowercase. Now, the all uppercase, there are two definitions for that. One of them is a foreign estate trust, and the second one is a boat or ship used in public commerce. That's how they're getting it. So, one weapon you can use when you go into court, first you need to do an entry of appearance as a flesh and blood living soul. That
really?
Because that court
hasn't worked for me.
That court only hears dead things.
Well, and that's why it hasn't worked. I've done entry of appearances. I am of a mind that my next entry of appearance will, it's going to continue to say, I have in my paperwork declarations of who I am. But I'm going to go in as a third party intervener.
That's a good
because
one.
I'm not the principal defendant. Yeah. I'm a third party, and the reason I'm a third party is there has been a mistake made, and the state has not corrected the record.
Well, they're securitizing over this name. When you join the first or given name with the last name, then they are securitizing off of that. That's what that colon separates, the first and last name. Now, there's two interesting things also, too, is try to find out where your original birth certificate is. Also, try to find out where the Articles of Incorporation for the United States of America, Inc. is. Find the charter, stockholders.
The charter is 1781. It's a constitution for New Columbia.
Yeah.
That'd be 1871. Sorry.
I've heard this all.
Yeah, constitution for New Columbia is the charter of the corporation in the United States.
Yeah, the incorporation in Washington, D.C. is what started all this so-called government corporations. But there's one onion to this layer that's been recently peeled back that no one really knows about. And that basically is all public elected offices have been quitclaim deeded to the United Nations. And the United States of America, Inc. is a foreign agent. We are being ruled and occupied by a foreign corporation. And all public officials come under the Foreign Sovereigns Immunities Act. And your birth certificate comes under the Alien Registration Act. So there's a lot of good information right there.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yep.
And I would have to agree that Gary is right, that, you know, these are now, these are for-profit corporations. They've all been privatized. They've all been monetized and sold off to the highest bidder. And the agent beneficiary is the United Nations. You know, and guys, this one world order, that's, this is what it is. Once you have a central bank in every country, and they're all operating under the same rules and regulations and policies, maybe it has a little bit different here and there for the locale, but basically it's the same. That's what the, that is a one world order. And it's being enforced by the United States Army. And, you know, I mean, that's why we go into every country with all these police. We have hundreds of police actions, hundreds of military actions, and that's where it comes from. It's all under the United Nations. Don't believe me, go Google Michael New. Because Michael New was one of the first, they used to give him patches, UN patches. And Michael New balked at it, and they put him in jail. They put him in the brig for, I think, a couple of years. So, you know, but what I'm saying is, don't worry about it. Figure out who your master is. If we take our mind, our consent, intent, and will, and we free that, the only thing left is the body. And if we have to be enslaved in the body, they won't let us out, then at least we have peace of mind. At least we're serving the right master. And at least we can teach our children. And maybe the solution is not to let the children enter into the system in the first place. Don't get them a social security number. And by the way, do all your business, all your commerce, through legal entities that don't have your name on it. It's really not that difficult. They've been doing that through corporations for years. So, you know, that's kind of the long and the short of it. And the main thing is once we change our mind, we change our consent, then, you know, it's not that difficult. And it can be done. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Bear from Colorado City, and for John. And thank you to RBN. And everybody have a blessed, blessed holiday season. And, you know, keep going. Please visit mannotperson.org. And if you can, read the documents, and maybe we'll all learn something. Have a great afternoon and a great evening.
White and blue, we must take America.